This is Tom Arms with Lookout Radio's World Report for the week beginning the 22nd of August. Lookout broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Vice President Joe Biden and Secretary of State John Kerry are off to Turkey this week to try to repair relations with President Erdogan following Turkey's failed coup and Erdogan's post-coup trip to Moscow. On the island of Vintutene, the leaders of Italy, Germany and France meet on Monday to discuss how to deal with post-Brexit Britain. Chancellor Angela Merkel will also visit Estonia and Prague later in the week for more post-Brexit talks. Still in Germany, the trial starts in Frankfurt on Monday of German Muslim Abdelkarim Elbi, who is charged with war crimes committed while fighting for ISIS in Syria. The foreign ministers of Japan, China, and South Korea are expected to meet next week to discuss Chinese actions in the South and East China Seas. Also, Filipino President Rodrigo Duterte flies to Malaysia for discussions with Malaysian counterpart Najib Razak on maritime security. Now that the Olympics are out of the way, the impeachment trial of suspended Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff officially starts on Wednesday. In Africa, the Nigeria Labour Congress is on Tuesday planning a mass protest against the killing by police of two workers protesting against a salary cut by a state government. In Cyprus on Tuesday, Greek Cypriot President Nikos Anastasiadis and Turkish Cypriot leader Mustafa Akini hold reunification talks. The island has been divided since 1973. And finally, students at the University of Texas opposed to the new right to carry concealed guns law have come up with an interesting protest method. Next week, they start carrying unconcealed sex toys. And that was next week's news today so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for the expanded Look Ahead World Analysis. This is Tom Arms of Lookout Radio's expanded world analysis for the week beginning the 22nd of August. Lookout broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. A high-level U.S. reassurance delegation is flying to Turkey next week in the wake of the failed coup to oust President Erdogan. Secretary of State John Kerry had planned to go on his own. Then Erdogan flew to Moscow to make friends with Putin, and a seat on the plane was found for Vice President Joe Biden. The Obama administration is keen to repair relations with an ally whose strategic position gives it an important role in NATO and the fight against ISIS in Syria and Iraq. In the meantime, Europe's leaders next week start discussing their strategy for Brexit talks with the conservative British government of Theresa May. Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi has invited German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President François Hollande to the holiday island of Vintutene. Angela Merkel flies from Italy to Estonia and the Slovak capital of Prague for more post-Brexit talks with the East European leaders. There will also be multilateral talks in Asia over Chinese activities in the East and South China Sea. The foreign ministers of Japan, South Korea, and China meet in Japan, ostensibly to prepare for a tripartite summit later this year. But the meat of the talks will be continuing Chinese aggression in what the International Court of Arbitration has declared is international waters in the South China Sea. The case against China was brought by the Philippines, and next week its President Rodrigo Duterte will be in Malaysia for talks on the Malaysian claims in the disputed waters. There will also be talks over the possible reunification of Cyprus, which has been divided since 1973. The Greek Cypriot leader Nikos Anastasiadis and the Turkish Cypriot leader Mustafa Akini meet under the auspices of the United Nations. This will be the first in a series of planned sessions scheduled throughout August and September. Brazil will still be basking in post-Olympic glory when the impeachment trial of suspended Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff gets underway in the Brazilian Senate on Wednesday. Dilma Rousseff is charged with manipulating government accounts to mask budget deficits. Also on trial is German Muslim Abdelkarim Elbi. He is charged with joining ISIS and committing war crimes. It is alleged he traveled to Syria in 2013, where he desecrated the body of a dead enemy fighter. He was arrested in Turkey and returned to Germany last year. And that was the expanded Look Ahead World Analysis so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for World Viewpoints with myself and Lockwood Phillips.